There's more evidence today that the economy is forging ahead. A Federal Reserve survey of the Mid-Atlantic region shows manufacturing activity expanded for an 11th straight month. The news roiled the bond market, where prices have fallen lately due to concern that a strong economy may ignite a new round of inflation. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
If you've been to the supermarket lately to buy a roll of paper towels, stopped off at the hardware store, or paid your cable bill, you've probably realized prices are going up. Mark Zandi is chief economist at economy.com. He says higher prices are fast becoming a fact of life.
The interesting thing is that the inflation increases are broad-based across lots of different goods and services. Gasoline prices are up quite a bit. Apparel prices are rising. We're paying more to stay in a hotel room, to travel on an airplane. Medical care prices are rising very rapidly.
The government this week said the core rate of inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, was up 0.4% last month, the biggest one-month increase since November of 2001. That's because a strengthening economy allows companies to raise prices. With sluggish jobs growth and slack production at factories, they can't do that. Roger Kubarich is senior economic advisor with HVB Group. He says in some cases prices had actually been coming down, but not anymore.
We had a lot of forces last year that were temporarily and quite significantly reducing inflation. In fact, we had falling prices in a number of important areas, particularly new cars where prices were down and used car prices were down. Now they're rising.
Last spring, the Fed was talking about the somewhat unlikely but ominous scenario where prices fall rapidly and consumers sit on the sidelines, the mere opposite of inflation. And as recently as its last meeting, the Fed was still referring to the probability of an unwelcome fall in inflation. However, given the numbers we've seen lately, economist Mark Zandi says that idea is probably dead.
That's gone with the dodo. There's no more deflationary concern.
But there are economists who say prices could resume their fall, or at least level off, and not because of anything good. Rajiv Dhawan is director of the Economic Forecasting Center at Georgia State University. He says a worsening situation in Iraq or a reluctance by companies to hire new employees could still choke off the economic expansion, again raising the prospect of deflation.
I think it's not a problem in the media's mind at this point, but I think it's still a danger in the mind of the Federal Reserve people, and I think the danger is still real, and just 1 or 2 months do not overturn a trend, so we need to be very cautious.
However, that view is increasingly in the minority, especially with a growing body of evidence that inflation is now building in the economy. Commodity futures prices just hit a 23-year high. HVB senior economist Roger Kubarich says given where prices have been going, Fed policymakers may soon have little choice but to pay attention.
There are too many facts on the ground, hard facts about inflation, and they'll have to take account of it in their deliberations about what policy moves to make, and they'll have to level with the public that there are these inflationary pressures.
One place those inflationary pressures have already begun showing up is in the mortgage market. Mortgage rates have risen 0.75 point in just the past 2 weeks. Many economists hadn't expected the Fed to make a move to raise interest rates until this fall. They now say such a move could come sooner, not necessarily at the Fed's next meeting in May, but possibly by the summer. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.